So, when do you think you'll be well enough to go back to work? I ask, slipping onto the sofa next to him. I lift up yet more car and sport magazines and drop them on the ever-growing pile on the floor. Maybe tomorrow, Sean says, turning his attention from the TV for a moment. But definitely by Thursday. I have to fly to Brussels for a meeting. Again? I ask in astonishment. Sean takes so many business trips abroad, he might as well be a bird. His ratio of air-to-ground time is certainly enough to qualify him as one of our feathered friends. Yes. Oh, come on, not this again, Red. He raises a sandy-coloured eyebrow at me. I thought we'd been over all that. You knew when you met me that my business means I have to be away a lot. I shrug and stare at the TV screen. Sean's right. I did know he had to travel for meetings and stay away often. That was one of the drawbacks of running your own very successful company. But it didn't mean I had to like it. It wasn't fair. I ran my own company. Well, I did, with my father, but I never got to travel away from home. There weren't many opportunities to go to popcorn machine conferences, and the only people I ever seemed to meet with were the managers of cinemas. It was always me here, waiting for Sean to come back from his trips. My thoughts were distracted by the TV for a moment.